podcast is part of the Sports Social Podcast Network.
I'm Franny Benali.
This is Klaus Lundekvam.
I'm Matt Letitia.
Dean Hammond here.
And you're listening to In That Number.
Here is Letitia in his stand. There's the reply. Barry in the heart. History made.
It's James Beattie. Oh, Belter.
Barry for a hat-trick. Pass this sheet and he's got it in as well! And Danny Ings has done it again!
Thanks for checking out In That Number with me, Kevin, the Moscow Mush Milverton, and Ray Hunt. Find me on Twitter at Moscow Mush and my co-host Ray Hunt at RayHunt84. Follow the show at Number Podcast on Twitter, In That Number Podcast on Instagram and Facebook. If you've got any questions for the show, if you can be bothered, send us an email to inthatnumberpodcast@gmail.com. Leave us a 5-star review on iTunes or wherever it is you get your podcasts. Share, subscribe and give us good vibes. Let's go.
Welcome to a special episode of In That Number. This is episode number 173, and this is a Nathan Jones special. Joining me today, we have Tyler Barber from the YouTube channel T-Boys TV. We're going to discuss all things Nathan Jones, and hopefully we'll all be a little bit more enthusiastic about the appointment, and Tyler can turn our heads as we go into 2023 with a positive outlook. So let me bring in our guest today then, Tyler Barber. Tyler, thank you Hello. So much for joining me today. I mean, it's been a busy week for both clubs, but I just want to ask firstly, how are you doing and how are you feeling about Nathan Jones?
Yeah, I'm feeling all right. About the Nathan Jones thing, obviously I am gutted because obviously everything he's done for the club. But, you know, when I look at it, I felt it was a matter of time before another Premier League club was going to try and go in for him. Obviously, there was rumours that he was potentially going to go to Brighton when obviously Graham Potter left, as he wasn't the main favourite like he was with you guys. I just had a feeling it was going to happen at some point. And yeah, man, it is gutting, but it is what it is. And at the end of the day, you know, you're an established Premier League team. You know, it's going to be very hard for him to to turn that down.
Yeah, sure. I mean, what about the rest of the fan base? How are they feeling? Are they all echoing your sentiments?
It's a bit 50-50. I think some people are going a bit too hard on him. At the end of the day, so he got rumoured to go to, obviously, these are the three teams. Obviously, he's gone to you lot now. But before it was Brighton, and then there was speculation when Parker left of potentially going to Bournemouth. Now, for me personally, Bournemouth would have been the only one I questioned. And the reason I say that is because it links back to what I said at the start, which established Premier League team. Yeah, I know they were in the Premier League for a good 5 years or whatever it was, but that they haven't been, it's not been like that in recent years, has it?
They've a bit up and down, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So when I look at it like that, I understand why he's went to you guys. You know, it's hard to turn that down. And also, yeah, that I think he was a coach or some sort of something at Brighton as well.
Yes.
In and around the manager at that time. Obviously, he was always going to have that link with them.
He played for them as well, didn't he?
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, you and Brighton, I'm not disappointed. If it's Bournemouth, I would have been, I'll be honest. But a lot of the fans, I think some of them have looked into it a bit more. But I do still see some people every now and then saying, oh, he's this, he's that. And I do think it is quite silly, to be fair.
Yeah, well, that's good. I mean, I'm glad. I'd like to think that the Luton fans are a little bit upset about it and not, you know, happy, because we are getting someone that's treasured at the club. I just want to talk about your season this year. Are you enjoying football this season? Because, I mean, the back of that tremendous season last year, that playoff spot, and where are you now? Currently in ninth.
Ninth, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, is there hope that you can push on with a new manager now? And I don't know what the situation's like with you anymore. Are there any top candidates? Is Sean Dyche interested at all?
I think there's a few. I think what we're going to look at, our chairman actually done an interview earlier on today. I need to check that out a bit later on. But I know he said that we're basically looking at a, we're going to look at someone similar to Nathan Jones in the sense where fairly young manager, obviously he's got on a bit now, but, you know, young manager, like a Plymouth one, for example. Mm-hmm. We're looking at someone like that. We want someone who's like how he is on the touchline, where he's very, says how he feels, essentially. We're looking at someone like that. Like I said, a lot of names are up there. The Plymouth manager, Schumacher, is also Rob Edwards, them sort of young ones. They're the ones we're apparently looking at. As for the season so far, it's been a bit 50-50. It is actually very similar to last year, and then obviously we all know how that ended up last year, you know, with the fact where we've had a lot of injuries again. We've had games where it's actually, when you look at it, it's a very similar record that we had obviously last year in the wins, losses and draws. So yeah, there's been some games, you know, I look at, especially away from home, even though overall I think we're the fourth best side away from home or something in the league. There has been some games where I felt we should have done a lot better. One of them being, especially for Nathan Jones' last game the other day, to Stoke, you know.
Yeah,
we conceded two early goals. And from that moment in, because I've seen it in games we've had, again, obviously the heavy Derby defeat, we took a few early goals conceded there and then obviously went on to lose that. And there's been games as well, like Bristol City, where the same thing happened, conceded two early goals, and it's just moments like that. At home, at the start of the season, we're struggling quite a bit, considering we only lost four games at home last season.
Wow.
Yeah, in the league, we only, we've already lost two. There's been a lot of games where it's felt like losses, where we've drawn when we should have really done a little bit better. But overall, not too bad, but it could be a little bit better.
Yeah, I mean, there's still time. Get a new manager in, get that push, and hopefully get a playoff spot. That would be nice. Right off the bat, I want to say that I was slightly underwhelmed with the appointment initially. And I guess I just felt that we would take our time a little bit more, consider more candidates. But I'm not, you know, I'm not on a downer. I'm willing to have my head turned to the good points of Nathan Jones. And I'm going to give him, you know, he's going to get all my support. But it's up to you, Tyler, to convince me that Nathan Jones is the right man for the job. And also, I want to say that before we move on, that speaking as a football fan in general, I gave my whole support to Luton last season, and I haven't spoken to a neutral that hasn't wanted Luton to do well. So I really, really hope that us taking Jones away doesn't hamper you too much, because it would be so good to see you guys up in the Premier League.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, it would be brilliant. I remember a lot of people last year when we got to the playoff stages, like you said, a lot of neutrals saying, you know, I hope we do it and that sort of thing. Because obviously, since Premier League's been called, it never been in there. And yeah, man, it's just been a brilliant story, of course.
Yeah, especially going to Kenilworth Road as well would be amazing.
Exactly. But yeah, where we were 9 years ago now, obviously in the conference, obviously we got all the points deducted. That's the reason we was in that position. Mm-hmm. The bounce back, the comeback, that would have been phenomenal. Because that would have been, how many years been in Championship now? I think it's the fourth year now. So yeah, it only took us 3 years. But we got close. But Nathan Jones, I understand. I definitely understand why you was a bit disappointed in a sort of sense, because obviously he hasn't got that Premier League experience. It definitely makes sense. He's very good. He's a very good manager with youth players. That's what I will say. Don't get me wrong. This season, he did loan quite a lot of ours out, but I think it was to benefit them. Like, there's one that he's loaned out. Be interesting to see if he comes back in January, etc., because he's doing really well, actually. Mendes Gomez, he plays for Fleetwood currently on loan. And there was a game a couple of weeks ago where I think he got a goal, scored an overhead kick from a rebound, and then got two assists, I think, in that game as well. Pretty much, because obviously I like to keep an eye on my youth, see how they're doing, the ones that are loaned out. And I'm seeing every game he's pretty much playing a massive part.
Maybe we could snatch him away as well.
Hopefully not. And the thing is, obviously, I know you signed a lot of youth players going into the season. Did notice that. So it's an interesting one. He doesn't play. I know sometimes this is how you grind out results, especially nowadays. He doesn't play that defensive style of football. He does play very attacking football. So I don't know, it's interesting. It's an interesting one.
That'll be exactly what we need. And I mean, I've just been looking back at his career in general. You know, he actually played for Luton, didn't he? And spent a lot of time at Brighton and Yeovil, etc. And went into management at Brighton as a caretaker role onto Luton. Did did very, very well in your first stint. But went to Stoke City. That, I mean, how were you feeling after that, after he left you? Did you get the sense that he left you high and dry there?
Now, that one, I was a lot more disappointed than this one. And the reason, like, I'm not even disappointed with this one, like I said to you earlier. The reason I was disappointed then is because he actually went behind the club's back and didn't even tell the club. And then he obviously went, and then I think he got a Manager of the Month award, and he was wearing, like, he just held up a Stoke shirt. It was the weirdest thing to see, because obviously that's not who he obviously got it with. Again, that one, like I said, it is disappointing, that one, because like I say, he did go behind the club's back. But then again, at the same time, obviously I know Stoke, obviously we're in the Championship as well then, but again, you know, they've been in the Premier League. It made sense to me in that sense. It was just, I didn't like it how he done it.
No, I can understand that.
So, yeah.
But this time it was done properly. You know,
exactly.
But I mean, I think Saints fans fail to look past the great things that he's done for Luton, and they take the bad spell at Stoke way too much, you know. And he was sacked in November after just 10 months in charge, and that was a 41% win percentage, and winning just two matches in 14. Why do you think he struggled so badly at Stoke?
I generally think some of them players had a massive ego, in the sense where because he's not, you know, he's not a former Premier League manager, like a proper, obviously he was only a caretaker at Brighton. And even then, obviously they weren't in the Premier League at the time. I just think they thought they were better than him. That's what I thought it was. I thought the fans were very similar, in the sense where they just weren't trying to back him. They were just...
I just don't think he was supporting
how he could have been and how he should have been.
Yeah, it's a bad spell. And that's what Saints fans are looking at, saying that, you know, he struggled with a team like that. So when he returned to you, I mean, how did you guys take to the return? And did he have to earn that trust back?
Certain fans he did. Me personally, I was very happy with it. I remember talking to my dad, and obviously that was all over Sky Sports. And a lot of fans, like I said, we're a bit like, okay. And I remember when he first come back, he said, you know, I'm going to get that trust back. We're going to achieve stuff special and stuff like that. And I wasn't actually too annoyed at it at all. Obviously, like I said earlier, I was disappointed with the way he left. But it's one of them where I also looked at it, been in and around the club before. He knows most of the players. And how it was for us before that, obviously, under Graham Jones was terrible. So at least I wanted someone who knew around the club. Obviously, Graham Jones, very good coach, clearly, because he's been around, you know, Newcastle, he's been in and around the England squad and etc. But as a manager, he's, you know, some of the stuff he used to say was just bizarre to me. But overall, I was happy when he come back originally.
Right, so let's talk about him as a manager then. What sort of a manager is he? I mean, is he a motivator? Is he focused on development? You mentioned that he does like to get a lot of focus in the youth. Does he have a good relationship with his players and the fans?
Yes, 100%. You know, I remember there being a lot of games, for example, obviously this was the last one that I managed to go to, obviously before he left, and that was obviously Blackpool away last Saturday. And every time we won a game, even if we lost, you know, proper come over, did have that connection with the fans. A lot of players have said it when he's obviously gone. They've said, you know, if it wasn't for him, I wouldn't be in my career where I am now. So, yeah, he definitely had a really good connection with the fans. And he is a motivator. He is a motivator as well. Because the thing about some of our fans, sometimes they are a bit jumpy on players if they have like one bad game. Obviously, you get in every fan base. But yeah, ours are sometimes they're crazy. And then, you know, I think he helped them out by motivating them. Because then there was one game, I think it was Pelly Ruddock, who obviously he's been at Luton for years, ever since, you know, the conference and that sort of thing. And there's a few times last season where he had not so great performances and lose the ball quite easily. And you know, he just wouldn't release the ball quick enough. Sometimes he'd take that extra touch and et cetera. And a lot of people would jump on his back. And then there was one game he come in and he was just phenomenal. It's just giving a, like, I just didn't expect that sort of long passing by him. I thought if anyone's going to do that in our squad, it'd have been someone like Henry Lansbury. So yeah, he's definitely a motivator, 100%.
We need motivating right now. Is he the right fit for Southampton? Because we have a lot of young players at this club, and you mentioned it at the start that we signed a lot of players. We did. We got a lot of youth from Man City. We got some youth from Chelsea last season. But can he get the best out of them?
I think a lot of Saints fans will be surprised personally. Obviously, it's a massive job on his hands. Obviously, you know, we know where you lot currently sit in the table, and obviously you want to get out of there as soon as possible, really. So it's a massive job on his hands, but I generally believe he'll be able to do it for you guys. It might obviously might sound biased, but I've seen a lot of him in which, you know, it goes back to what you said earlier. People are just looking at his time at Stoke.
Yeah.
Like you said, they're not looking at it, how he's actually, what he's done with Luton, growing him up from League Two all the way to the Championship. And what you've also got to remember is, this is a small thing to look into, but it's still something. Every single year, Luton were in the Championship. So obviously from the first season till obviously the third, we finish higher and higher each season. Obviously, the first season just survived relegation, but again, most of that was because we had Graham Jones, who just is not a manager, as simple as that. Second year, we got top 12. I think we finished 12th. And then obviously last year, we finished in the playoffs, narrowly lost. Maybe if we had some other players, more squad depth like we did this year, might have even gone on to go to the final, and you never know in the final. So you have got to look at stuff like that as well. I definitely understand why people would question it. Like I said, he hasn't quite really... You haven't seen him at that top level in that sense. So
that style of play, does he have a set formation with Luton and a settled 11? You know, has he got his go-to guys?
This season has been a bit difficult because we have had a lot of injuries. Like the last two games he had with us, we had to actually change around to a back four, which we don't play. We usually play back threes. But he likes... I don't know if he'll do it with you guys, but he does like to do a diamond sort of formation. He does like to go attacking. Like I said earlier, he does play attacking football. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it'll be interesting.
Yeah, Ralph's used a back three on occasions and it hasn't worked. So I don't know, you know, if there's anything different. He doesn't, you know, Ralph also used a high intensity, high press off the ball. So I don't know if Luton play that certain way.
Yeah, we tend to play that sometimes. A lot of our midfielders, like Alan Campbell, brilliant midfielder for us. You know, he gets stuck in. He doesn't give you any time to breathe, essentially. So, yeah, he does do that as well. The way he is really is just be on him.
Yeah.
Attack, really. Try and hit him on the counter when you can, etc. Not necessarily, like, sit back and then, you know, it's more go at him. And then if you win the ball, go forward, try and make a chance happen.
Do you know, it would be very interesting to see what he does in his first game, because I say we've got Liverpool on Saturday, so, and it's at Anfield, so yeah, it's going to be difficult to see how he sets up and against the team, whether he's going to have a go at them or he's just going to try and avoid defeat. It'd be interesting. But is there anything that you don't like about him? Is there anything that makes you question it from time? Because Ralph, I mean, I don't think towards the end of his tenure here, he didn't really know his best 11, and you know, he got criticised for making the wrong substitutions and usually left them too late to make an impact. But is there anything that you don't like about Nathan Jones?
There was a few things that did annoy me a little bit. One of them being in-game management. And it weren't necessarily tactics or anything like that. It was more substitutions, like you said there with Hassan. Sometimes, you know, Nathan Jones did leave it late. Like there was a sub the other day. I felt Harry Cornick should have come off for Luke Berry, who actually got the winning goal in our game against Blackpool. And what we were lacking in that game was someone getting into a different position, you know, trying to put the opposition off, essentially, by giving us space to drive into another bit for us to have a chance, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Luke Berry does that. And I felt he should have come on. You know, we were trying to do too much in that game. And I just felt bringing someone like Luke Berry on, his movement and the way he can put the opposition players off by getting into a certain position, then it gives other players opportunities to drive into spaces. I felt there's been times he's done that. He has left substitutions too late, in my opinion. And also what I didn't like sometimes, it'd be interesting to see how he goes about it in the Premier League. But I remember sometimes he did post-match interviews. He did used to say some silly things. I'm not going to lie. Obviously, you know, sometimes it can be heat of the moment and that sort of thing. But there was times where he got really angry. Obviously, if he does it with you lot, I don't know exactly what your owners are like. But sometimes he would start, you know, having a go at a few fans and that sort of thing. So, yeah, hopefully it doesn't turn out like that with you guys.
Yeah, I think you'll be scrutinised more in the Premier League if you do something like that. Then you'll get away with it a little bit more in the Championship. But, yeah, I want to read you some comments about his appointment from some Saints fans, and it's going to be mixed. It's not going to be all bad. It's not going to be all good. I just want to hear what you think about these comments.
No worries. So
highly talked about by his players, and is a very passionate man. Good at underdog clubs and developing talent. Knows when and how to motivate. It's unexpected and underwhelming, but hope he succeeds. His passion looks like what we need to unite the fans. Just hope his tactics are too. So that's a fairly good one. As someone that's just sharing his concerns, but also, you know, talking him up and giving him a little bit of praise. We've got another one here. Bad fit, cheap and inexperienced, preparing for championship life. Have to give him a chance. Fresh ideas might do us the world of good. Clubs around us like Villa are appointing Emery. This is a shocking choice. Really disappointed. His record is sketchy and Saints need a proven Premier League manager rather than rolling the dice. Can only judge someone on their results, really. Ralph never achieved much in a tougher league and got the full backing of the crowd. I'll trust the owners. So it's quite mixed. Yeah. And I put a poll out on Twitter asking if it was good business or if it was too risky. And 68% said that it was risky. But, you know, I mean, our fans wanted Ralph out. So, and whoever we were going to appoint, they were going to have a bad reputation somewhere.
Yeah, no, exactly. And I really like that first comment. Like I say, it's a bit of both. And if I was a Southampton fan, I would probably think of it like that as well. Because, again, like I said, you haven't seen him at that in the Premier League. He was talking.
Yeah, you've got to give him a chance.
Yeah, exactly. He was talking a lot of sense. You know, he shows a lot of passion. You know, it goes back to what I said earlier. Also links in with the post-match, you know, where he wants to win.
I want that passion. That's what we need. We need it. We need the connect with the fans. We need someone that's going to get up out of the seat and cheer the fans up.
You guys are in. Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
But yeah, I mean, I'm going to welcome him with open arms, you know, on the first game back at St. Mary's, which is now Boxing Day. I'm really looking forward to seeing him and seeing what he can do, especially with the tactics and stuff. This is going to be a difficult question. Does he have a favourite player? And is there a chance that he takes one or two of your players with him? Because, I mean, we're in search of a number nine. We need a clinical goal scorer. And I understand that Carlton Morris has been scoring your goals this season.
Yes, yes.
I don't want to do that. I don't want to take any of your players. But do you think there's a chance that you could in January?
I don't know. It's difficult because I look at even when he was at Stoke, he didn't actually end up taking any of our players or even try to. So I just couldn't see it. I really couldn't see it. He might. Do you know what I could maybe see him doing? I could maybe see him doing maybe some loan business with us more than actually trying to get someone.
Sending out some players to you mean?
Yeah, or maybe even. Well, I don't know if any of us would maybe like go to yours because I don't know, you know, how it'd be. But I could see a connection like that. I base it on his time at Stoke. And I just, he never actually tried to get anyone, which I was a little bit surprised about. And it links to what I said earlier, especially with the manner how he left. I just thought, you know, he's going to be sneaky now even more, isn't he? And try and get more of our players. But he actually didn't end up doing that.
Maybe that was his downfall. We could do it this time.
maybe
I can't see it, if I'm being completely honest, but I just wondered if there was something. I mean, you know, these managers have certain players that they like and they take them everywhere with them. I mean, Harry Redknapp's a prime example of that. He's done that everywhere he's gone. He's taken Peter Crouch and Defoe and stuff like that. So yeah, I just wondered if there was a player that he liked and he thought, oh, I'm gonna have to bring you along with me.
I just can't see it.
No,
I can't see it. This might age well, but I just can't see it as of right now.
Anyway, yeah, that's about it. And I'm quite optimistic about it. I've also got my doubts, but I'm willing to give him a chance. And, you know, he's worked wonders with a low budget and he has overachieved. He's done that. And I just hope that he hasn't left you high and dry. And I really do hope that Luton can push on and from what you build on from what he started. But like I said, he's got to go to Liverpool in his first game. And you always hear of this new manager bounce, but I don't know if he's going to get that bounce straight away. You know, I want the fans to be patient with him because it's not going to happen overnight. He's got to learn this team set up. And, you know, he's been at the training ground today. So I've listened to his pressers and yeah, I like him as a person. We have to give him time. We have to get behind him.
Yeah. Yeah, no, absolutely.
Yeah, I just want to thank you for giving up your valuable time and chatting to me about Nathan Jones today. I really, really appreciate it.
Thank you for bringing me on.
My pleasure. Good luck for the rest of the season and hopefully Nathan Jones works out.
Yep, no, absolutely.
Excellent. Cheers, mate.
See ya.
Up the Saints.
Up at Southampton.
Social Podcast Network.